Well, in today's entertainment news, today is our forever President Barack Obama's 60th birthday. Boy, 60 looks good on you, Mr. President. And he is throwing an outdoor 60th birthday party this weekend at Martha's Vineyard. There are COVID-19 safety protocols in place. Mm-hmm. And in lieu of gifts, the Obamas are encouraging everyone, all of his guests, to donate to programs that support our youth, like My Brother's Keeper, Girls Opportunity Alliance, for instance. And there'll be lots of performers, lots of guests. Performers includes The Roots, John Legend, Common, D. Nice. Mm-hmm. And the guests, of course, Oprah Winfrey, Michael Jordan, and George Clooney, among others. So, it's going to be a good time had by all.
So I got my invitation in the mail. I'm so excited about this.
I'm usually Team Tommy, but I can't go.
Right.
I got my invite in the mail. I told him I'm a little busy. I'm doing some things, but I'm gonna try to make it. And I promised him, I'll try to show up. But if not, I don't want you to be heartbroken about it.
Heartbroken.
He's gonna be upset.
It's his 60th. It's a milestone. He wants me there.
And so, monkeys will fly out of my butt. Yeah. Okay.
My goodness.
I'm scheduled, Jay, to take a helicopter from D.C. to Martha's Vineyard.
This weekend, because that's when the party is.
This weekend, crashing the party this weekend. And, President Barack Obama.
I'd like to do my impression of Tommy trying to get in the party. Here it is.
Go ahead.
My impression of Tommy.
Barack! Barack! Boy, it's me!
Oh, you're Tommy.
Me who?
Nephew Tommy.
He's standing up.
You changed, dog.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Carla's here with what little time we have left with music news. What you got, Carla?
All right. Well, here's some music news for today. The United States Senate passed a resolution that recognized August 11th, which is coming up, National Hip-Hop Celebration Day. This is so cool.
Wow.
And also, there is a resolution that November is Hip-Hop History Month.
Wow.
This is great news. Yeah, the news was shared via tweet from the official Senate Periodicals page, which also revealed that the vote was passed, a unanimous vote was passed for that. So this is really, really big.
That's really big.
Celebrating hip-hop.
Yeah. Hip-hop.
Celebrate.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Celebrate. Yes. What would be the best hip-hop song of all time if you had to pick one song?
Of all time?
All time?
Oh, my God, Jay. You can't do that.
Man, of all time. It might be Pac. It might be some Tupac.
Tupac? I have to go before Pac. I go with this. Rapper's Delight.
Sugar Hill Gang. I was going to say that one, Jay. Yeah. That's what
Rapper's
I was
going
to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of hip-hop, let me say this real quickly. Versus battle last night, Madison Square Garden, the Lox versus Dipset. I know all of New York was on fire. Philly, Jada Kiss, all of that. So hit me up at Lips by Carla. Tell me who you think won the Versus battle last night.
Is New York up in the house?
All right, Jay, time for the headlines. Let's go.
All right, everybody, it's time for the news with Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp. Well, some positive, I'll start out with that, or at least hopeful news for the thousands affected by the expiration of the national eviction ban. Officials at the Center for Disease Control and Prevention are announcing a new 60-day eviction ban and go through the end of October, since so many Americans are still directly or indirectly affected by the pandemic. However, President Biden, who also wants the ban extended, but in a different way, because he says it may not stand up in court.
Any call for a moratorium based on the Supreme Court recent decision is likely to face obstacles. I've indicated to the CDC I'd like them to look at other alternatives than the one that is in power in existence, which the court has declared they're not going to allow to continue.
Now, what this is about is the high court says that the ban cannot be extended beyond July 31st, which is, you know, gone, without congressional approval now. And that's doubtful since not only Republicans, but even some Democrats feel it's time for the ban to end. So stay tuned there. He's asking, again, the president to get the CDC to do another thing or say it in a different way or something so that it does not run into what the Supreme Court says needs congressional approval. Of course, the big story remains the 163-page report issued by the New York State Attorney General Letitia James, which details the details of 11 women, current and former state workers, who accused Governor Cuomo of unwanted and inappropriate feels and kisses.
Are you now calling on him to resign?
Yes.
And if he doesn't resign, do you believe he should be impeached and removed from office?
Let's take one thing at a time.
That, of course, is President Biden, who was asked about it at a news conference. Meanwhile, Cuomo proclaims his innocence by way of showing a 14-minute video accompanied by tons of pictures showing him hugging and kissing both men and women, young and old, black and white. He says it's always been his way of trying to make people feel comfortable. He says he never meant to abuse anybody, and he says he's not resigning.
I welcome the opportunity for a full and fair review before a judge and a jury, because this just did not happen.
He also claims it's a political plot and that he is not quitting, like he said. Health officials, meanwhile, say just two states accounted for one out of every three cases of COVID last week, Florida and Texas. Meanwhile, Louisiana holds the distinction of having the highest coronavirus infection rate in the nation. Meanwhile, the Congress is awarding Capitol Hill police with congressional gold medals due to their defense of the Capitol building and the lawmakers who were barricaded inside during January 6th riot, which was an attempt to overthrow the results of the presidential election. Four officers have since committed suicide since that insurrection. Now back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.